Hello, good afternoon. You're welcome to Young Productive Mind Initiative. My name is Favour Ojomoni, and today we're going to be talking about what does it mean to be an influencer to people around you, especially young adults and children. So what does it mean to be an influencer, to be a positive influence in your community? What does it mean? It means that one who exerts influence, a person who inspires or guides the action of others through his or her day-to-day activities. Yes, everything about you starts from what you wear, what you say, what you do in the community, whether in the public or privately. Positivity in the world is built through the ripple effect of thousands of individual decisions, decisions you make. Making an impact can be a grand gesture, and it can also start from small steps to spread fairness and joy. If you strive to be change you wish you would see in the world, but don't know where to start, let us get on. Let us continue. Number one, you have to find your focus. While there are many serious issues equally worth of your attention and your support, you will have the greatest impact if you focus on the challenges that you are passionate about. You may think that having your own interest and passion is somehow selfish. No. If you are truly passionate about something, it lights you up, it fills you with life and energy, and helps you make a great impact in your community, in your environment, wherever you find yourself. Number two, you have to consider where you may have the greatest impact. Some causes can be supported by simple by choosing a certain product over another while shopping in the shopping mall. Consider your natural ability, consider your skills, your strengths, and how you can use these to make a positive contribution in your unique way, your own unique way. Don't despair the skills you possess. Don't ignore them, but work with what you have. Remember, not even evil people like Martin Luther King and Mandela were perfect in every way. They are not. They just had strong belief and determination in their own personal power to change things around them. So number three, educate and inform yourself. This might sound like hard work, but if you're serious about implementing positive change, it's important to be knowledgeable as possible as on. Otherwise, people won't take you seriously. Plus, if it is something you're truly passionate about, then you will most likely find the motivation to do things. Ignorance is not your friend, so you have to educate yourself. Enlighten others about your knowledge, which I call tell your story. Yet, understand not everyone shares the same priority as you, though they might still support your course of choice. If everyone's main priority was the environment, and they are all devoted their energy to it, there will be a great imbalance in other areas which could lead to disaster. Don't criticize people. If they don't agree, just try to spread awareness. Awareness is important. A lot of positive changes has occurred when enough people have become aware and educate about world issues. So you can be agent of change. Create happiness, explore your option for leaving a legacy of sustainable happiness. Your happiness should not be based on your achievement. Contentment, satisfaction is the way forward. Teach the upcoming generation, the young children, to be satisfied with their current position while planning and working towards achieving a better future. Hard work does not kill. Many people believe that when you are hardworking, you cannot go far, but hard work does not kill. Make sure it pays off to be hardworking. Make sure that you are hard work, you are energized, and you believe in yourself. Believe in yourself and spread the news as well to people around you. It is important. It is very, very important to be an agent of change. It's not about social media. It's not about how many likes you have on your pages, on your pictures, and the rest. It's about the little things you do behind closed doors, the little things you do while others are watching. You may think they are not watching you, but they are watching you. You are the Bible that the world is reading. So you have to have the mind of being a positive agent. Be a positive agent to your world. You don't have to have 1 billion. You don't have to be a billionaire or a millionaire before you can affect your world positively. I'm encouraging you today. Young Productive Mind Initiative is encouraging you today to be the change agent, that influencer that influence people positively with what they say and what they do. Don't be like some people that they'll be like, it's what I say that you should follow. Don't follow what I do. You are the mirror that all the upcoming generation that they are copying. So I want to encourage you today. And I want you to share this because you don't know who it might help. You don't know who will benefit from it. And I will see you next month. This is month of March. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye. Hello, good afternoon. You're welcome to Young Productive Mind Initiative. My name is Favour Ojomoni. And today we're going to be talking about what does it mean to be an influencer to people around you, especially young adults and children. So what does it mean to be an influencer, to be a positive influence in your community? What does it mean? It means that one who exerts influence, a person who inspire or guide the action of other through his or her day-to-day activities. Yes, everything about you starts from what you wear, what you say, what you do in the community, whether in the public or privately. Positivity in the world is built through the ripple effect of thousands of individual decisions, decisions you make. Making an impact can be a grand gesture, and it can also start from small steps to spread fairness and joy. If you strive to be change you wish you would see in the world, but don't know where to start, let us get on. Let us continue. Number one, you have to find your focus. While there are many serious issues equally worth of your attention and your support, you will have the greatest impact if you focus on the challenges that you are passionate about. You may think that having your own interest and passion is somehow selfish. No. If you are truly passionate about something, it lights you up. It fills you with life and energy and helps you make a great impact in your community, in your environment, wherever you find yourself. Number two, you have to consider where you may have the greatest impact. Some causes can be supported by choosing a certain product over another while shopping in the shopping mall. Consider your natural ability, consider your skills, your strengths, and how you can use these to make a positive contribution in your unique way, your own unique way. Don't despair the skills you possess. Don't ignore them, but work with what you have. Remember, not even even people like Martin Luther King and Mandela were perfect in every way. They are not. They just had strong belief and determination in their own personal power to change things around them. So number three, educate and inform yourself. This might sound like hard work, but if you're serious about implementing positive change, it's important to be as knowledgeable as possible as on. Otherwise, people won't take you seriously. Plus, if it is something you're truly passionate about, then you will most likely find the motivation to do things. Ignorance is not your friend, so you have to educate yourself. Enlighten others about your knowledge, which I call tell your story. Yet, understand not everyone shares the same priority as you, though they might still support your course of choice. If everyone's main priority was the environment, and they are all devoted their energy to it, there will be a great imbalance in other areas which could lead to disaster. Don't criticize people. If they don't agree, just try to spread awareness. Awareness is important. A lot of positive changes has occurred when enough people have become aware and educate about world issues. So you can be agent of change. Create happiness. Explore your option for leaving a legacy of sustainable happiness. Your happiness should not be based sorry, on your achievement, contentment. Satisfaction is the way forward. Teach the upcoming generation, the young children, to be satisfied with their current position while planning and working towards achieving a better future. Hard work does not kill. Many people believe that when you are hardworking, you cannot go far, but hard work does not kill. Make sure it pays off to be hardworking. Make sure that you are hard work, you are energized, and you believe in your yourself, believe in yourself, and spread the news as well to people around you. It is important. It is very, very important to be an agent of change. It's not about social media. It's not about how many likes you have on your pages, on your pictures, and the rest. It's about the little things you do behind closed doors, the little things you do while others are watching. You may think they are not watching you, but they are watching you. You are the Bible that the world is reading. So you have to be, you have to have the mind of being a positive agent. Be a positive agent to your world. You don't have to have 1 billion. You don't have to be a billionaire or a millionaire before you can affect your world positively. I'm encouraging you today. Young Productive Mind Initiative is encouraging you today to be the change agent, that influencer that influence people positively with what they say and what they do. Don't be like some people that they'll be like, it's what I say that you should follow. Don't follow what I do. You are the mirror that all the upcoming generation that they are copying. So I want to encourage you today, and I want you to share this, because you don't know who it might help. You don't know who will benefit from it. And I will see you next month. This is month of March. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.